We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Simone Behema Vechaya Tohira, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Chaf Gimel. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 104, the left-hand column, all the way down, the bottom paragraph on the page. V'alkein kishenech hazua masanochosh boho odom. Shehu asheker, and therefore, when the filth of the snake, which is falsehood, which is sheker, attaches itself to a person, ki hanochosh hu etzem asheker, because the snake is the symbol of the essence of falsehood, sheker, shebo mitchilo v'atzoif b'shkorim rabim al odom, he comes to the person with all kinds of lies from beginning to end, v'hoisif v'gora. And this snake is the one who added to Hashem's instructions. He added to the command of Hashem and ended up messing up. V'omar, he said to Chava, Af ki omar lekim lo yisoichlo mikol eitz hagan, even though Hashem told you not to eat from it, look, v'achar kach omar sheker gomor. And then he went on to say a lie. Loi mois temusun. You will not die. Ki yodei alikim ki b'yom acholchem yimenu v'nifkechu einechem. Hashem knows that as soon as you eat from this tree, your eyes will be open, you'll be smart, and you'll be like Hashem. That's why he doesn't want you to eat from it. Shekol ze heim divrei shkorim ukfirois barmimius otzum. All of this was lies and denial of Hashem, with incredible trickery, slyness, atchenispatu achrov, till Adam and Chava were convinced. Unfortunately, he convinced them. Umeoz necha zuamas hasheker boilam. And from that time on, this filth of falsehood, of lies, took hold of the world. Shehu ikr zuamas anochosh. This is the essence of the snake. Alkein oz omar lehem Hashem yisporach, and this is why Hashem said to them then, ki ofor ato ve'el ofor toshuv. You come from dirt, and you're going to return to dirt. Ki bitul hasheker hualidei ho'ofor atzmoi shemishom achizosoi. Because in order to do away with sheker, in order to eliminate sheker, that's through dirt itself, through dirt, which is where the sheker comes from, where the sheker is attached to. As is known, kiyodua, she'en lecha dovor shelo yeh lo shoresh lamala. There's nothing in the world, even in the realm of tuma, that doesn't have a connection above. V'alkein, gam ha-sheker behechrech shiyeh lo eze shoresh v'achiza. And therefore, sheker has to have something that it's attached to, that it draws from. But the question is, how in the world could sheker be connected above? Shesham kulayemis. Above, everything is truth. By Hashem, everything is all truth. Because truth is the exact opposite of sheker. So how does the sheker have any connection to Hashem? Ach shoyresh achizas hasheker hu mebechina anal. Mebchinas horeishes shel kol advorim shevoilam. Rav Nosson Zal explains the source of where sheker draws from is from what we mentioned earlier, from the beginning of everything in this physical world. Ki machma shebereishes shoyresh kol advorim shom hakoel echad b'li hevdil. Because of the fact that in the beginning, when we go back to the source of everything, the root of everything, there it's all oneness. Everything is one. Nimtza sheshom ein hevdel klal bein kesef ubedil unachoshes vezohov. That means in its point of origin, by Hashem, there's no difference in between silver, gold, lead. It's all oneness. From where it originates, everything originates from Hashem. Hashem is one. So by Hashem, there's only oneness. There is no two. There isn't gold and silver. It's all one. V'chein bein mispar mea le'echad. And so too between the numbers 101. By Hashem, there's no difference. It's all oneness. Alkein mishom nishtalshel dekamo hishtalshelus achizo lahasheker sheyesh lo koyach lahafoiches advorim. That's why it's from there, from this original oneness, things spiral down to the point where sheker has also the ability to exist and to latch on to something, and it has the ability to turn things upside down. To say about lead that it's silver, and to say about copper that it's gold, and to say that something that's 100 is really 200, and there's infinite examples we can give. Ki hakol nimshach machma shebahashoyrish bereishisom beemes ein hevdel behem. And all of this, how this exists, how this comes to pass, is based on the fact that in its point of origin, up above, you know, there's all oneness. There is no distinctions. There is no differentiation whatsoever. There is no good and bad. There's no right and left. It's only oneness over there. So because in its origin it's oneness, even though when it comes down to this earth, we see there's all kinds of differences, but still there's this potential for a person to lie and say that A is B and B is A. Kishom hakol echod, because in its place of origin, it's all one. V'ze ikar tachlis o'emes. And that's the essence of truth, that really everything is part of this oneness. U'mishom nishtal shel achiz al ha-sheker, la'foich mehefech al hefech, lo'imar al bedil shu kesef. And it's from that, it's because of that, because it all originates from this oneness, that's what created the possibility for sheker. For the sheker to say that 3 is 1 or 2 is 12, you know, to make a mess out of everything. Avol mishom biatzmoi ikar hachnosoi. But Rav Nosson Zal says, but because that's where it originates, from there itself, we draw the ability to be machnia the sheker, to weaken the sheker and to eliminate the sheker. Ki bevadai ikar ho emes hu hatachlis. Because for sure, the real truth, that's our goal, that's our objective. Dehainu leida hashoyresh v'hatachlis shel kol advorim, meaning for us to realize and understand the source of everything and the tachlis of everything, which is sheshom hakol echod b'li hevdel, where over there, up above, by Hashem, in Olam Haba, it's all oneness. We know the Gemara says that there's a pasuk b'yoyim hahu yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod. That in the future, Hashem is going to be one and his name is going to be one. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Now he's not one? So the Gemara says, yes. Today on earth, when something happens that we understand as good, we make a bracha toiv ha-meitiv. When something happens that we perceive as bad, somebody dies, we make a bracha dayin ho-emes. But in the future, it'll be kuloi toiv, kuloi ha-toiv ha-meitiv. So we see that again, in the future, in the tachlis, it's all oneness. There is no toiv u'meitiv dayin u'emes. There is no gold, silver. Shezeh ikar tachlis u'emes. That's the essence of truth. Dehainu leida shashem yisborach boro kol dover. Meaning, what's the essence of truth? The realization that Hashem created everything. And to come to realize and respect Hashem through every single thing in this world. Because for sure, a person who knows all the metals very, very well, and he's a real businessman, and you can't fool him, no way. You can't show him something and tell him this is gold, this is 18 karat gold, when it's not, when it's 14 karat gold. You can't fool him whatsoever in business. Because this person knows all the different levels of silver, refined silver, less refined silver. And so to between all different types of merchandise, Bein ra letoiv, he knows quality when he sees it, you know. Hine afal pi shehu meivin godol kol kach b'schoyrois v'chefzei choyl, even though this person is so smart when it comes to merchandise, when it comes to business, afal pi kein im einoi mistakel ala tachlis lasos hamasu matnu l'shem shamayim kedei shiyuchal lasik batoyro ulaharbeis bitztoka. If this person doesn't realize the tachlis, the purpose of why they're living, why they're in this world, why this world was created, that the purpose of doing business is for Hashem's honor, in order to be zeichet, to be able to study Torah and give tzedakah and everything, hine ish kozeh bevadai rochoik meyemes. This person is certainly far from the truth, from knowing the truth. Even though he's so smart and sharp, and you say, well, this guy's an honest person in a sense. You would say, this person knows the truth, because this guy can look at something that to us, these two look exactly alike, and he'll tell you this thing's worth $15, the other thing is worth $1,500. You know, because he knows the truth about the... But he knows the truth about this, but he doesn't know the most important truth, that there's a Hashem in the world, and what's he doing in the world? Mikol shkein mi shehu chacham godel b'chachmas chitzonius. How much more so, a person who's very knowledgeable in secular wisdom, in music or other things, afilu imasi kamad vorem lamitoson, even if this person has come to know certain things, to know the real truth of certain things. He studied physics and he knows all the laws of physics mamish inside out. He can tell you exactly how any machine works, how a car works, an airplane, everything. Rav Nosson says, because we know that there are several wisdoms which the non-Jews or even people not religious have come to understand. They've come to very high levels of understanding in those wisdoms. And some of these wisdoms are true wisdoms. Kegoin chochmas ha-handosa, for example, the physics, that kind of thing, physics, engineering, v'hamispar, and mathematics. So there are people who are mathematicians who know numbers, you know, very, very well. They know exactly how the numbering systems work and everything. Or people who know the laws of physics very well. And he can look at a building, he can look at it, and he can tell you right away exactly how strong it is, what, you know, and all the different principles of it. Afal pikein, im einoi mistakel ala tachlis achroin. Despite that, if this person doesn't look at the future, the real tachlis, Mikolshkein, and how much more so am al yedei chachmosoi nise v'novoich mechachma lechachma at shebol yedei kfiris b'Hashem Yisborach, and especially if this person with all of his knowledge in this led him to study other things and other things to the point where he came to the conclusion, as many scientists do, that there's no Hashem, chas v'shalom, oy bedofor echod mitoras Moshe, or to deny Hashem, or to deny any one item in the Torah, chas v'shalom, Torah shebichsav or Torah shebal peh, hine ish kozeh, a person like this, loy dai sherochoik meyemes, it's not bad enough that they're far from the truth, ki imhu ikar hasheker. On the other hand, we would say that this person is the essence of falsehood. What good does it do this person if he can look at a property and he can survey it? He has instruments, so he knows even with his eye. He can tell you in a minute the length and width, the area of this property, and he can tell you the height, you know, all the factors that you need to know, the topography and everything to know exactly what this property is all about. Or how tall this building is. What does all of that help? If the guy doesn't even know who created him, and he's not doing anything to show recognition or to serve the one who created that property, the one who created that building. V'chachmosoi v'daitoi hi shoivavosoi. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Mem, Zion, pasuk Yud, where the pasuk says, his knowledge is his undoing. What does his knowledge help him? That's what messed him up. Because he's so smart, and because he knows he's so smart, and unfortunately he didn't come to the right conclusion, or he didn't even give any thought to who created the world, then what is his brains? What is that? What does it do for anybody? What does it do for him? Because it's through his knowledge, through his depth of knowledge, that draws him further away from Hashem, which is the essence of truth. From Hashem, the Torah, the tzaddikim amitiim, v'hu mate umerame es habriyos b'chachmosov. And he fools people with his knowledge, ki af al pi shechachmosov heim amitiim, because even though his knowledge is true, his knowledge is accurate, he knows, he understands all the laws of physics and engineering, and he knows he can tell you incredible things that you would never imagine yourself. For example, you walk a person walking in Manhattan and sees a building that's shaped, there's a building in Midtown Manhattan that's shaped like on a curve. Any kid looks at that building, would see that building, and he'd start running the other way. He'd say, the building's falling. He looks... And this engineer says, no, come here, let me explain to you how this building was designed. The building was designed with based on certain laws of physics that the curve supports itself. It's not, the building couldn't, even if a hurricane, it wouldn't shake the building an iota. Even though to a normal, uneducated eye, it looks like this building is mamish, any second it's going to fall. I'll show you and I'll explain to you the laws of physics that were applied here and the laws of engineering, and you'll see that this building is even stronger than a regular square build, a regular rectangular building or something like that. Still, afal pikein, me'achar shemisrachik al yedei zeh michochmois ho'amitiois shehu toiras moishe b'chav al-peh, if as a result of this person delving into this knowledge, this led him away from Torah, this was his excuse not to study Torah and not to believe in the Torah, etc. Bevadai ein sheker v'toz garua mizeh. There's no worse sheker or mistake than this. Shemachlif oilam oimeid bo'ilam oiver. That the person is exchanging a temporary world for a permanent world. He's being mashkiah. He's investing all of his brains and energies and everything in the physical temporary world. And he forgot completely, or he denies completely, a future world, an olam haba, a world to come. Ube'emes einoy mate es olam ki emes atzmoy. But the truth is, he's not fooling the world; he's fooling himself. Ki achrisoy ade oyve, because this person's end will be complete destruction. Ki soif kol soif yoshuv el ha'afara, because in the end, this person's going to die. He's going to be buried. He's going to go into the ground, into the dirt. And what is all of his knowledge going to get him? What's it going to do over there? He'll show his college diploma. He'll show his grad school. He'll show his thesis that he did in physics. He'll show it over there. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yihia achrisoi lehachris al yidei zeh daika. His end will be, chas v'shalom, to be cut off from all good, from olam haba and everything, because of this, because he got railroaded, he got sidetracked into the wrong arena. Me'achar shechoto v'hichti esorabim, because he sinned. He didn't keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. He didn't keep Shabbos. He didn't keep the laws of Shemitah, you know, all the different laws of the Torah. And he caused other people to sin in denying Hashem and rejecting faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah because of him, because they looked up to him as such a smart person. And if he doesn't believe in religion, look at him, such a respectable person, person who has world-renowned physicist, a guy as smart as him. If he doesn't believe in the Torah, then what could, you know, who could know better than him? Chas v'shalom, rachman al-islam. V'hu doime kemi shehu chochem b'gnevois, b'kama tachbulois eich likonis l'toich habayis hasogur u'mukov b'shoimen. This could be compared to a guy who's a professional thief. A guy who knows how to break into a house that has guards, alarm systems, it's got everything. V'hu oise tachbulois b'chochmois niflois, and he knows tricks with incredible ingenuity. He's a genius. At shechoiter v'goinev oitzrois mibeis hamelech, to the point where he's able to steal the crown jewels. He's able to break into the king's treasury and take out some the most expensive thing. nimtza shehu chacham gadol. This person is definitely a smart guy. And he shows off to his fellow thieves. And he's able to show them how they can't do anything like him. He can do things that they could never do. How great he is, how great a person he is, how great a thief he is, what a genius he is, that he can steal things on that of that level. And then he gets caught, and they torture him. They put him in prison. They torture him with all kinds of tortures. Then they hang him on a tree. And all the stuff that he stole gets returned to the king, to the king's treasury. And this thief was, he is a genius. There's no denying it. He is a genius. He knows alarm systems. He knows how to bypass the most advanced security and everything. And he knows how to steal from a house that's totally locked. Whereby we wouldn't know where to begin. We wouldn't know at all how to do this. And despite that, his chachma didn't help him. Because of his genius, they beat him up and they, you know, till they got him to tell him where it is and everything. You know, they tortured him until they got everything out of him. And we could give many different mesholim, many different parables to explain this to you, unlimited. And any person who really wants the truth will understand this themselves. Therefore, there's no brains, there's no knowledge and wisdom and advice again to go against Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Navi, Kapitel Ches, Hinei bedvar Hashem osu, they rejected the ways of Hashem. They rejected the word of Hashem. What are their chochmas? Of what value are their chochmas? Ubevadai toiv yoiser mishehu tom v'yoshor meoidoi, and a person who's simple and straight from when he was first born, ve'enoy meivin al shum schayra, he doesn't know a gold ring from a diamond ring. You know, he doesn't know a gold ring from a steel ring. Ve'loy al mini matochis, he can't distinguish between metals. Ve'enoy boki b'shum chachman, he doesn't have any major knowledge, any major avol hu oisek b'toyer v'avoyda yoimam v'layla. But this person studies Torah day and night. Because even though this person couldn't tell the difference between lead and silver, you know, if the lead were painted, but he knows the ultimate truth. That the lead and the silver were created by Hashem, the one creator. Where the most important goal in life, the most important mission in life is to serve Hashem with honesty and sincerity. And about this, the Pasuk says, Mishlei Chofches, Toiv Rosh, Hoylech Betumoi, Meikesh Drochayim Vehu Oshir. Better a pauper who goes in his simple way than a trickster, a person who has trick ways of trickery and wealthy. Because even though this guy's wealthy and he knows all different kinds of merchandise, because he's dishonest, and the poor person is better off than him. Because he goes with honesty and sincerity. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zorah, Daf Gimel, that there were some tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, who didn't even know what money looked like. They didn't know, they never handled money. And yet they were very great tzaddikim.